Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And yesterday we had two fabulous hours on the radio in Denver on FM, KRKS 94.7 FM, with Pastor Gino Geraci of Calvary Chapel, South Denver. And today we've got an excellent guest. We'll get to in exactly 1 minute. But just to let you know, those of you who didn't hear it, Pastor Gino kept me on for 2 hours and gave a complete endorsement to our DVD, Focus on the Strategy, which he is making available. He's selling it at their church bookstore there at Calvary Chapel, South Denver. He's got a church of 2,000 members. And also, he strongly urged people to go to our website, kgov.com, and check out Focus on the Strategy, the DVD that evaluates Christian political strategy. So it's a lot of fun. Now, if you've been listening to this show this past week, you've heard that the program that precedes us on KLTT here in Denver, actually it's a nationally syndicated show, News and Views, with host Dr. Larry Bates and co-host Chuck Bates. And there's been some discussion that we have opposing views on Samuel Alito. So I'd like to go to the phones and welcome Dr. Larry Bates to Bob Enyart Live. Hello, Dr. Bates.
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Dr. Bates, most people in the audience know this, I think, but let me just remind or tell those who don't that Bob Enyart Live for quite a long time was carried by your network on Information Radio Network.
Absolutely, and we have the highest regard for you.
Well, thank you, and likewise, you were extremely kind and supportive all that time to put this show on, and we aired in cities around the country, and so we've developed a friendship, but it seems that we disagree on some significant issues, and we could use Samuel Alito as a springboard to get to the disagreement. And so do we have it right from some of our listeners that on your program, Dr. Bates, you supported Samuel Alito?
Oh, absolutely. And I think he's probably the best candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court we've seen in my lifetime.
Okay. So what I'd like to do, I'd like to ask you about the principles that would bring you to that conclusion, and me to such an opposite conclusion, that he is a judge that lacks a moral compass, and that his rulings are in complete rebellion against God, and especially against God's command, thou shalt not murder. So what is it in Samuel Alito that you find praiseworthy?
Well, first of all, let's go back to our structure of government, Bob. We have a constitutional republic. That is, the Constitution of the United States is the law of the land. And I believe that those Bible-believing Christians that have read and studied the Word of God understand that God is a God of order.
Right.
And he ordains governments. He lifts up and he takes down people that are in governments. So we do have the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
For too long, we have had what we call a very, very activist court system in this country.
Right, where judges make up laws as they go.
Exactly, and this is where we got, based on faulty law, we got Roe v. Wade, and that was ruled by the Supreme Court. Now, the only way you change law is through legislation, and this is where we have the Congress in the United States and the various state legislatures and the various local and municipal governments, their city councils, county commissions, make the laws of the land. They're the legislative branches. And then you have the executive branch that is supposed to faithfully execute the laws of the land. Whether you agree with the law or not, you're supposed to faithfully execute them under the executive branch. And the judicial branch rules on those laws. So having said all of that, Judge Alito is pro-life. I think it's undisputed by most everybody, maybe except you, Bob.
Well, we strongly dispute it, Dr. Bates, but go ahead.
Well, you're in a distinct minority. Let me just say that just quite bluntly.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go back to...
Well, I'd like to begin with some of the things you just said and ask you. You've correctly described our form of government, but let me ask you, do you think government has the authority to set aside thou shalt not murder? God God has revealed from heaven and he's written on our heart. And long before Israel was a nation, to the all of mankind, in Genesis 9, God made it clear, thou shalt not murder. And even Jesus Christ quotes, do not murder, and the Apostle Paul, through the whole Bible, from Cain to the end of the book of Revelation, murder is revealed by God with an absolute prohibition. You cannot intentionally kill the innocent.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. That's God's law.
Okay, now let me ask you, Larry, do you think a government, if a government was following its own laws or its own process, does it have the authority to set aside thou shalt not murder?
No, I don't think the government has.
Right.
For an example, let's see what the Word of God says about it. Let's go to Romans chapter 13.
Yes.
It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher... I'm reading from the King James Version.
Sure.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God,
the powers that
be are ordained of God. Now, God tells us that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
But when the wicked rule, the people mourn.
Yeah, the people mourn. And obviously, the wicked will pass wicked laws, and they'll legalize stealing, you know, socialism, communism. They'll legalize all forms of sexual immorality and homosexuality.
Sure.
And they'll legalize the killing of unborn children. But just because you have a wicked government that says it's okay to kill the Jews...
All right, let's go to verse 2 of chapter 13.
Oh,
it says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Yeah. And so that if the government is to be God's minister for good.
It is.
But just like a father of a family should be a good father, but sometimes fathers are evil. And sometimes governments are evil. And if the government tells you to do something immoral, like intentionally go kill Jews because we put you to work in a concentration camp, you should refuse to obey the government, just as many of the greatest people in the Bible's Hall of Faith in Hebrews were people who refused to obey the government, and God honored them because they said we must obey God rather than men. So we have to obey the government. Unless the government is telling us explicitly to disobey God.
Sure. And then the Bible tells us that if you do that, you are subject to man's punishment, man's wrath. But
you're doing what
God is saying. But let's get back to Sam Alito as far as being pro-life. And I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, I really get been out of shape about these people that decry an activist court, but then they want a court to be activist to make legislation. That's not how it works, Bob.
Right. Of course not. But any court in all the world that sets aside do not murder for some process or precedent reason and then uses its courtroom authority to further legitimize the killing of the innocent, whether Jews or babies, that court is lawless. It's already lawless because the first law that every government is established to uphold is thou shalt not murder. And whenever any government in the world sets aside or compromises on thou shalt not murder, it's that government and their court process and their precedent that is lawless.
All right, let's go back.
Would you agree with that? If a government, let's look at Germany. If Germany legitimizes the killing of Jews, and then
lawless.
That's their process.
It is not a legitimate government. It's lawless.
Right. Because now, Adolf Hitler was elected through the Democratic Weimar Republic. He got the same percentage of the vote about that Bill Clinton got. He got not a majority, but a plurality. And they started killing Jews, and lawyers and governing officials and judges upheld the law. Even the judges who thought it was terrible, they said, it's my job. I have to follow precedent. I have to follow the law. And then we convicted those judges at Nuremberg and lawyers and governing officials for murder, even though their defense was we were following the law.
That's right. And I ran pictures in one of our publications of Protestant clergy blessing Nazi flags.
Yeah, what a tragedy. Huh? Were we right? Was America right when we prosecuted Nazi judges for upholding laws that would kill the innocent?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Okay, we were right. Now, in America, if through our process in America, if we compromise or set aside God's command, do not murder, and we say you can kill the innocent, children, babies, abortion, and judges then uphold that, and they further legitimize killing the innocent, are those judges guilty the way Nazi judges were guilty?
Well, let's go back to Sam Alito.
Okay.
Let's look at his rulings that that he has made.
I have a list of them right here.
And Sam Alito, for example, has ruled in cases that under the law, which the Supreme Court, the supreme law of the land. But the question is, Sam Alito is not pro-abortion. He is pro-life.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me describe just four decisions really quick. It takes 10 seconds for each one. And for each one, you tell me if you think this is a pro-choice ruling or an extremist pro-abortion ruling. In 1995, Blackwell versus Nolan, I've looked up all these cases. And on kgov.com, we link to Alito's opinion on all these cases. In 1995, Samuel Alito voted to keep it easy to get a tax-funded abortion by claiming rape, even when no crime had been reported to police. So tax-funded abortion right there. There are millions of people who are pro-choice who don't think the taxpayers should pay for the abortion.
Did you read his ruling?
I didn't read all these entire rulings.
I would recommend, Bob, you read the rulings.
Larry, I read more of his rulings than anyone I've met yet. And so let me ask you this. Is it a pro-choice ruling or an extremist pro-abortion ruling for a federal judge to say you could get a tax-funded abortion by claiming rape even when no crime had been reported to police? Because pro-lifers were fighting against this strenuously. And they said, we shouldn't have tax-funded abortion, and this is bogus anyway because they're not even reporting rape to the police and they're getting taxpayer-funded abortions. And Samuel Alito voted to keep it easy to get tax-funded abortions.
All right, that's your editorializing
rape
of that ruling.
No,
but did you read the ruling?
Larry,
how can you make an opinion without reading the entire ruling?
Larry, because at the beginning of each ruling, the judges state their conclusion of the matter. They say, this is my opinion, and you don't have to read all 40 pages. You could read the decision in Alito's. Larry, do you know that Samuel Alito voted in 1995 in Blackwell versus Noel to keep it easy to get a tax-funded abortion?
Then help me understand, Bob, why Narol, now, Ted Kennedy, Chuckie Schumer, Barbara Boxer, Hillary Clinton, all of these leftists that are pro-aborts, why did they go berserk? Even Kim Gandy, the national president of the National Organization of Women, was so mad she was cussing on national radio about Alito.
Larry,
help me understand why they were so in opposition if this man is not pro-life.
If we look for our guidance to our enemies, we will be led astray. Because anything George W. Bush does, they will hate, because they hate Republicans. They view him as a conservative Christian, and they fear and they despise everything he does.
Well, let me correct you on that.
Let's go back to
Harriet Myers. Now, Harriet Myers, these folks loved her.
Well, we hadn't even gotten into hearings on Harriet Myers.
I know we didn't get into hearings on Harriet Myers,
but
the conservatives, Bob, the conservatives in the evangelical community, the true conservatives. Now, there were a few conservatives that were taken in on Harriet Myers based on what Karl Rove told them.
All right. I'd like to stay on Samuel Alito, Larry, because we only have another 10 minutes.
This is collateral to this, Bob.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Harriet Myers, the conservative says, no, Mr. President, we're not going to support her. You send us somebody who is a strict constructionist.
Right.
Bob, you either have Rex Lex.
And she had no record, and so the conservative said, we want somebody who will uphold the process, the Constitution, Roe v. Wade, whatever it is, we want to see a record. And she had no record, so the conservatives opposed her. But, Larry, I just have three more. In 1997, Samuel Alito, as a federal judge, voted to prevent parents from suing for the wrongful death of a fetus. And he ruled that he could find no legal protection for an unborn child. In this case, it was malpractice of a doctor. And by extension, there's no legal protection for an unborn child, even then from a criminal act. It's Alexander versus Whitman. And I suggest to you that this is not a pro-choice ruling. This is an extremist pro-abortion ruling, because all over this country we have laws and we have lawsuits for the wrongful death of an unborn child. And the Supreme Court didn't tie Samuel Alito's hands in 1997 that he couldn't allow parents whose child was killed by malpractice of a doctor, he wouldn't allow those parents to sue that doctor. Let me ask it in a question. Do you think it's an extremist pro-abortion ruling for a judge to prevent parents from suing for the wrongful death of their unborn child?
Well, first of all, is Sam Alito, is he a member of Congress or is he a member of the court?
He's a member of the court.
Okay, so he can't make law, can he?
No.
That's right. No. All he can do is rule on what the legislative branch has done. Bob, we either have a monarchy or dictatorship. We either
all
have
right.
Lex Rex. In other words, the law is king or the king is law. Which do you want, Bob?
So,
you
Larry,
want the law to be king? Do you want the king to be law?
Is where in the Constitution does it say, or what decision says that there could be no wrongful death lawsuit when your unborn child is killed by malpractice or by a criminal?
I don't know. Did you read the whole ruling?
No, I read more than any of those who supported him.
I'm hearing you editorialize what you believe the ruling says,
now,
but you tell me,
Larry,
you haven't read the whole ruling.
All right, let's go to the year 2000. Samuel Alito voted. I read the most of this ruling of any of these five.
You read it all?
No.
Okay.
Did you read the opinion, the summary of the opinion at the top of this ruling?
Okay.
Do you know how Samuel Alito voted on Planned Parenthood versus New Jersey, Larry? That's the partial birth abortion case. In the year 2000, Samuel Alito voted on whether to keep partial birth abortion legal in New Jersey. Do you know how he voted? Did he vote to keep partial birth abortion legal, or did he vote to keep the ban in place that the state legislature democratically passed a ban that said you cannot perform partial birth abortion in New Jersey? That went to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Samuel Alito voted on that. Do you know whether he voted to keep partial birth abortion legal or to keep it illegal?
What was the basis in his ruling?
Do you know how he voted?
No, I do not, Bob.
That's tragic, Larry. You let down your audience. Partial birth abortion is the most extremist form of abortion in the world. And Samuel Alito, in the year 2000, voted to keep partial birth abortion legal.
What did his whole ruling say, Bob?
It said that because of precedent, he must strike down New Jersey's law banning partial birth abortion.
What precedent did he rely upon?
The U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
Now, earlier...
Right. Can a circuit court judge strike down a Supreme Court precedent?
Not by the Constitution, no.
Okay. So... In other words, would you revert to anarchy? And
No, I wouldn't do that. But
Bob, you can't have it both ways. You either
Larry,
have a rule of law or you don't.
You're going the wrong way, because you agreed earlier, when a government sets aside thou shalt not murder, that government has become lawless. The process that you are declaring allegiance to, you're defending Samuel Alito for voting to keep legal partial birth abortion because he's true to the process in the Constitution, but the very process has become lawless because they have legitimized killing unborn children. And earlier I was asking you, if a government sets aside do not murder, and a government declares it legal to kill the innocent, do they have the authority to do that? Is that just or right to do that? And you were saying it's wrong for any government to do that. Do you agree that it's wrong?
Well, it's wrong, absolutely.
Well, then, if the government does that through Roe v. Wade and saying you could have partial birth abortion, and a governing official abides by that ruling, either to kill Jews or to kill babies, is that governing official justified or is he guilty?
The question, Bob, is Sam Alito pro-life or pro-abortion?
I'll give you another ruling to show that he's pro-abortion.
No, let's go back. Let's don't dance on it, Bob. Let's go back to the original question. Is Sam Alito pro-life?
He's issued five extremist pro-abortion rulings, not only pro-choice rulings.
Well, he sure fooled his mama then.
His mother's 93 years old, and you don't...
91 years old. She's 91 years old. Well, remember the press called her.
Yeah, I remember it, Larry.
Got through on the telephone and was pressing her. She said, of course he's pro-life.
Larry, I look at his rulings. I don't look at what he wrote on a job application to a pro-life Reagan administration. I don't look at 15 years ago. I look at the last 10 years, five rulings, extremist pro-abortion rulings.
He gave. How are you going to feel when he rules to overturn Roe v. Wade?
I will be thrilled.
I will, too.
I will be thrilled.
That's going to
happen. But, Larry, could you say this? If a government sets aside thou shalt not murder and says it's legal to kill the innocent, do you agree that the government has no authority to do that?
I do not believe the government has the authority to do it.
Okay. Now, if the government does it, our government did it, right?
It is lawless.
Our government
did it.
Under
God's law. But it is lawful under the structure of our court system. Now, here's the problem, Bob.
Yeah.
Here's the problem we all face. You're going to have to deal with Romans chapter 13.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't tell us to murder the innocent if the government tells us to.
It tells you to do not resist the power and the ordinance.
Paul went to jail.
Because you resist the ordinance of God. See, how do you square this with when God says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what's happening, Bob. The church is lazy. We want to sit around and bash people who are trying to make a difference, but we wouldn't give a nickel to see an ant eat a bale of hay in the political arena.
The church has raised $100 million for the Republican political effort in the past few years. And it's not that we won't give money. It's that we're misguided because we're defending judges who uphold the slaughter of the innocent. And we justify it because they're on our side of the political divide.
Well, yesterday, Chuck on the broadcast asked Babe Buchanan, the sister of Pat Buchanan, this question had come up on our broadcast.
Yes.
He said, there's some conservative talk show hosts that say Sam Alito is not pro-life. What do you say to that, Babe? She said, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well,
today, we asked Congressman Bob Schaefer.
Larry, did you ask her if she read these rulings?
And Congressman Schaefer said, Sam Alito is one of the best choices we could ever have.
Dr. Bates, did you ask them, did you read all his abortion rulings?
You haven't read them either, Bob.
But, Dr. Bates, the difference between apparently you and Bob and Yart Live and your guest is I know what the judge ruled. I know that he ruled.
You haven't even read his whole ruling, so how do you know what all that he said and what was it based upon?
Dr. Bates, if a judge upholds the killing of an unborn child, is he guilty of shedding of innocent blood?
Is he ruling under the law?
He's ruling by a man-made process.
Okay. So, Bob, let me just tell you something, my friend. I have the highest regard for you on this issue. You're way out in left field. Why? Because you're not going to be effective. You're going to carp and condemn somebody when he was operating in the rule of law. At the same time, you'll condemn another judge for being activist. Now, you can't have it both ways. We either have a rule of law or we don't.
When a judge says you can kill the innocent, that is the activist judge.
All right, then the people are mourning that, Bob, and I'm mourning that too. But at the same time, it is up to us to work in the process to occupy and take dominion to make sure we get good judges who get in a position. Right now, Sam Alito, as a Supreme Court justice, can make precedent. He doesn't have to follow what is called stare decisis.
Dr. Bates, the first half of our discussion, you were affirming that a government has no authority to set aside do not murder, and when they do, they are lawless and they are guilty before God.
All right.
And in the second half,
how do we have the authority then to let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, but for there is no power but of God, the powers that are ordained of God? How do you set that aside?
Dr. Bates, I answered that now a third time. That God in the Bible tells us we must obey God rather than men. And when the government says you have to kill the innocent, like the Hebrew midwives, they disobeyed Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and God blessed them abundantly. And
all right, throughout, so what would you do, Bob, in the Sam Alito case? You would have voted against him for confirmation, right?
Absolutely, because he votes extremist pro-abortion in his rulings. Yes.
You'll never be effective for the unborn when you take positions like that, Bob.
So, Dr. Bates, will you answer this question? If a judge votes to kill the innocent, is he guilty of the shedding of innocent blood, yes or no?
Sam Alito, I'm not convinced that he voted for the shedding of innocent blood.
Do you know that he voted to keep legal partial birth abortion in New Jersey?
I'm taking your editorialization.
You don't know that.
You yourself, by your own admission, Bob, have not read the entire decision.
It has been.
And I am not going to comment on something. You haven't even read the whole decision. You can't give me the basis of it.
Every major newspaper in America has reported that Samuel Alito, Gary Bauer, who ran for president as a Republican pro-life candidate, he wrote, I have his writings on November 8th, 2005. Gary Bauer wrote, quote, on the 2000 partial birth case, Samuel Alito wrote a separate concurring opinion that simply cited Stenberg as binding precedent. As a judge committed to judicial restraint, that's exactly what he should do. Gary Bauer is saying when Samuel Alito voted to keep legal partial birth abortion, that's exactly what a good judge should do. That's the kind of judge we want.
So Gary Bauer is praising Judge Alito.
Right. He's praising
James
him.
James Dobson is praising Judge Alito.
That's right. They're praising him for keeping legal, for voting, for using his authority as a federal judge to keep legal partial birth abortion because they give the process greater allegiance than God's thou shalt not murder.
So and who would you have appointed to the Supreme Court?
Mike Norton.
Mike Norton. Yeah, I know Mike.
Yeah.
I had lunch with him not long ago.
Yeah, me too. Ronald Reagan appointed him to U.S. Attorney in Denver, and he's our pro-life lawyer for many people at our church, Denver Bible Church.
He's a great American.
He is. But anyway, even if I had no name, Dr. Bates, if a judge rules, uses his authority to say you can kill the innocent, is that judge guilty of violating thou shalt not murder?
Well, Bob, I don't know that he voted on that. You read me Gary Bauer's ruling.
If he did, Dr. Bates, if Samuel Alito voted to keep legal partial birth abortion, is he guilty of violating thou shalt not murder?
The law is guilty of violating
is
thou
a
shalt
judge,
not murder.
A judge who voted you could kill
See, wait
Jews.
A minute. Hey, Bob, a
yes.
judge can't write law.
A judge in Germany who was following the law.
A judge cannot write law. Only legislators can write law. Bob, you don't even understand the process, my friend.
I do, Dr. Bates, but any law that violates thou shalt not murder is not a valid law. It's lawless. And any judge who then
So you're saying Sam Alito is
lawless.
Abortion.
He's lawless because his commitment, like our Christian leaders, is to the process, not to thou shalt not murder.
Dr. So what Bates, would you do? What would you do in this case of Sam Alito?
I would oppose him.
I would
do exactly what I've done. I've opposed him. Dr. Bates, our pro-life leaders in America haven't even informed the Christian community that he's issued pro-abortion ruling after ruling for 10 years.
Why did the National Right to Life Committee fully endorse him?
They give George W. Bush 100% pro-life ratings when he's appointed dozens of strong pro-choice judges.
Why did the
because they're
pro-Republican. Family Research Council, why did they endorse
because,
Sam Alito?
Because they're more pro-Republican
so
than they are pro-thou shall not murder.
Everybody is less pure than Bob Inyard.
Dr. Bates, we're
everybody
out of time.
Everybody is less pure than Bob Inyard.
Tragic.
That is tragic.
Yeah, tragic is when we compromise and do not murder. Would you agree with that, Dr. Bates?
That is tragic, Bob.
Dr. Bates.
Get in the fight and help the process. We can't be shooting our wounded and shooting our others in the foxhole.
We're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Bates. We'll be back next week.